UCL Library Services Special Collections. Podcast 10. Treasures from the Social History Collections. Mogg's New Plan of London, 1834.
I'm Rosemary Ashton, and I'm Queen Professor of English Language and Literature at UCL, working in 19th century literary and cultural history. This is a copy of Mogg's New Plan of London, published in January 1834, and it shows particularly how London was being built. It was doubling in size at this very time. And so if, for example, we had a map here of 1800, we would find that to the north of the Thames, there's really nothing very much north of Oxford Street. But now we can see that in 1834, what we have is a huge amount of building going on to the north of Oxford Street, and a great deal of it is going on in Bloomsbury, particularly on the Duke of Bedford's Bloomsbury estate. Gordon Square, Tavistock Square, Russell Square, all these squares were developed by the Duke of Bedford from 1800 onwards. And so what we have is a kind of explosion of building going on and London moving out to the north. And you can see this because on the map, what we've got is what is now the Euston Road, but what was then called the New Road, and it's the New Road from Paddington to Islington. That was how it was known, and it was a road which was built at the end of the 18th century to take traffic away from the congested west-east routes of Oxford Street and then High Holborn and of the Strand further south. So it was built deliberately to the north of London. Now, of course, it's not to the north of London, it's in North London, but it's been built much beyond. But at that time, about 1800, there was nothing beyond Euston Road and not very much to the south of it either. So I suppose what we get a sense of is the sheer speed with which London is growing. And then we now, with our hindsight, of course, can extrapolate from that, that then quite soon after 1834, Victorians are going to begin to worry about sanitation and overcrowding and poverty, urban poverty and misery in ways which were not the case before. But I think we are here using historical hindsight. It's a bit more difficult on a map like this to be able to tell that. But it's nice to be able to look back and see what it looked like here just before all that was going to kick off. There's nothing better than being able to translate what you know intellectually, because you've read all about it, and what you know historically, into something visual and spatial, so you can actually see something in the making. And this is true in this 1834 map, because you can see University College London, not quite yet called University College London. It's called the University of London, which was how it was named when it was opened in 1828. You can also see roundabout that University College bought quite a lot of land and much later built on it right down as far as Torrington Place and to the back as far as Gordon Square.
Haggadah for Passover.
I'm Paul Ayres, I'm Director of Library Services here at UCL, and so ultimately I'm responsible for the upkeep of special collections here in the library. This book has a fantastic history. It was written in the 13th or 14th century, probably in northern Spain, and during its lifetime has travelled to the Netherlands and then came through to England, probably in the 17th or 18th century, when the family who owned it came here as well. It's heavily illuminated, as you can see, because the family who owned it clearly thought that was important and spent their own money in commissioning these illuminations. So it's an object with a tremendous history, and it has a history in two senses, in a way. It has a history which explains the history of the Jewish community through expulsion from Spain and their readmittance into England in the 17th century. And it also says a lot about the Jewish tradition in terms of the contents which the book has, its use in Jewish Passover, rituals in the house. The important thing about the book in that sense is not so much the text, because the text is quite well known. What is important about the book is the illustrations and the illuminations, because the illuminations show the pleasure and the importance which the Jewish family attached to celebrating the Passover as a family through generation after generation in the household with the same book. And if you look carefully on some of these pages, you will see little wine stains. Now, that's because the wine was being drunk during the Passover meal, and some of it would have spilled onto this book. We don't approve of that kind of thing today, but it's a sign that the book was used in a domestic setting, in a religious setting, and the proof of that is in the pages as you turn them. And that makes touching this book and understanding the history of the text and the travels that this little book has made very significant. I have been to Israel for a couple of trips to see alumni who are based there, both in Jerusalem and in Tel Aviv. I wasn't able to take the original with me. It's far too valuable to travel that distance, but I did take some digital images from the book with me. And I gave a lecture in Tel Aviv to celebrate the readmission of the Jewish community into England. And I did that by using illustrations from some of our Jewish collections here in UCL. And the Haggadah was one of the prize illuminations and illustrations that I used to show how important the Jewish community is to UCL's history and traditions.